This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. أورد البخاري رحمه الله من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن أعرابياً أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يتحدث مع القوم، فقال: يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، متى الساعة؟ وكرر السؤال أكثر من مرة، فأعرض عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم بعد أن فرغ من حديثه قال: أين السائل عن الساعة؟ فقال: أنا يا رسول الله. قال: ماذا أعددت لها؟ قال: ما أعددت لها من كثير صلاة ولا صيام، ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت مع من أحببت. وهنا يبكي أنس ويقول: والله ما فرحنا بعد الإسلام بشيء مثل فرحنا بهذا الحديث، لأنني لم أعمل بعمل أبي بكر رضي الله عنه ولكني أحبه، ولم أعمل بعمل عمر رضي الله عنه ولكني أحبه. البخاري، may Allah have mercy on his soul, collected in his hadith from the narration of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking with his companions and a Bedouin came to him and he said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the hour?" Meaning, when is the day of judgment? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ignored him, and the Bedouin repeated the question more than one time. And after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished talking to his companions, he said, "Where is the man asking about the hour?" And the Bedouin came, he said, "Me, Prophet of Allah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "What have you prepared for that hour when you're going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" And the man said, "I have not prepared lots of voluntary acts of worship like supererogatory salah, nawafil, and also the same thing when it comes to fasting, but I love Allah and I love His Messenger." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "You will be with those whom you love on the day of judgment." And Anas radiallahu anhu, the one who narrated the hadith, started crying and he said, "By Allah, we have never felt happy with anything after embracing Islam the way we felt happy after hearing this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he said, "The reason I'm saying this is because I have never done things like Abu Bakr. I can be never at the same level of Abu Bakr, but I love him. And I haven't done what Umar radiallahu anhu has done, but I love him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with them." So for the purpose of this khutbah, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about why should we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? لماذا ينبغي علينا أن نحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? And the first story I want to share with you is the one that was narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim. When Thawban radiallahu anhu, who loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much so that if he doesn't see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he'll be crying. حتى لقيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا ثوبان ما الذي غير لونك؟ Why do you look pale? Why are you losing weight? Are you sick? قال لا يا رسول الله والله ما بي من ضر ولا مرض. I've never been touched by harm and I'm not sick. ولكني إن لم أراك أفتقدك. But if I don't see you, I miss you so much. And this is not my concern. My concern is not in this dunya. Because tomorrow you will die and I will die. And of course you will be at the level of the prophets. You'll be in the highest rank in Jannah. And as for me, I'm not even sure if I will make it to Jannah. And if I were to make it to Jannah, I will never be at the same level with you. So I will not be able to see you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no answer for Thawban. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah in the Quran that's recited till the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah number 69 in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah saying, whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, he will be with those. Look at the level on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his own blessings of the prophets. And the Siddiqeen, like Yusuf alayhi salam, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, was shuhada and the martyrs, was salihin and the righteous ones, wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. And this is the best company ever. Imagine, brothers and sisters, if you were to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the way Thawban radiallahu anhu loved him, you will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah, and with Yusuf alayhi salam, and with Abu Bakr, and those who were giving their own lives for the sake of Allah, like Hamza, and like the rest of the martyrs and the righteous ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all amongst them. Why should we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Can you imagine that a piece of wood, a tree, loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What about you and me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the very beginning, he didn't have a member like this. He used to stand on the trunk of a tree that was cut for him, to stand on top of it so people can see him. And subhanAllah, one day a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, Prophet of Allah, my son is a carpenter. Shall I ask him to make a member for you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. So she asked her son and he made a member which was 3 steps. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first Jum'ah, he started using the member and he left the trunk of the tree. What happened? The trunk of the tree started crying like a child. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to step down and leave his minbar while he was giving the khutbah. And he went down to the trunk of the tree and he started hugging it. And he said, "Wallahi, if I did not embrace that trunk of the tree, it would have kept crying till the day of judgment." The trunk of the tree missed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do we miss him? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayah 107, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً. The Prophet ﷺ was mercy, not only for the humans, but a trunk of a tree missed him. What about you and me? Do we miss him? The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma and collected by Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, one day he was reciting the Quran and he came to this ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah number 36. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam was reciting, "Oh Allah, those people who had power, those idol worshippers, they misguided lots of people." Then Allah subhanahu, then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Ya Allah, if you were to forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful." Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved to another surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayah 118. When Isa alayhi salam was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, "إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ." Ya Allah, if you were to punish the people who did not accept me as a messenger, they are your slaves. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you were to forgive him, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And after the Prophet ﷺ recited these two ayat, he started crying. And he said, "Ya Rab, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my people." This is why we have to love him. He cared about us so much, he was crying for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point, he said to Jibreel, "Jibreel, go to Muhammad and ask him, why is he crying?" And Allah knows best. So Jibreel comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asks him and he goes back to Allah, and Allah is the all-knowing. And he told him, he's so concerned about his ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, say to Muhammad, Inna sanukrimuka fi ummatik wa la nasu'uka abada. We will make you pleased, O Muhammad." And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Would you be pleased if half the people of Jannah will be from your ummah?" And the Prophet ﷺ was asking for more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "They will be more than half of the people who will make it to Jannah." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us his intercession. This is why we have to love him. One day, according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the grave and he was making dua for the people in the grave. And he said, "Assalamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen." And that's exactly what we should do when we go to the grave. There's nothing called Al-Fatiha. Yes, it's the great surah in the Quran. But that's what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us when we go there. Interact with those people in the graves. He said, "Assalamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen. Peace be upon you, O believers. أنتم السابقون وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون." You have come here first and soon we will follow and join you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a statement that necessitates you and me to stop and reflect and ask ourselves, why should we love him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that point said, "وَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا." He said, "I wish I have seen our brothers." And the Sahaba said, "Prophet of Allah, do you mean us? We are your brothers?" He said, "No, bal antum ashabi. But you are my companions." قالوا ومن إخوانك يا رسول الله. Who are your brothers, Prophet of Allah, that you wish to see? He said, "قوم يأتون من بعدي وسيؤمنون بي ولم يروني." He said, "They are people who will come after me. They will believe in my message despite the fact they haven't seen me." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is missing you. He wants to see you. Do you have the same feelings towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you want to know why should we love him? Because he loves us so much. And he cares about us so much, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, if you go again to Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only does he miss us, but he made dua for us. He said, "طُوبَى لِمَنْ آمَنَ بِي وَقَدْ رَآنِي." Then in the same hadith, he made dua, he said, "طُوبَى." And "طُوبَى," linguistically speaking, means "مَغْفِرَة." May Allah forgive the people. But technically speaking, the scholars of the fiqh of hadith, they said, "طُوبَى" means "Jannah." Or a tree in Jannah, under which a racing person on the back of a horse will be racing for 100 years under the shade of that tree and the fruits of that tree. That's Tuba. And he said, "وَطُوبَى لِمَنْ آمَنَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَانِي سَبْعَ مِرَانِ." And he said, he made dua for those who believe in his message without seeing him seven times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved us. Shouldn't we love him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he loved us, he showed us the way to Jannah and he showed us the way to protect ourselves from hellfire. He said, "Make a barrier between you and hellfire, even with half a date. اجعلوا بينكم وبين النار حجابا ولو بشق تمرة." أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He also told us to make a barrier between us and hellfire by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "خذوا جنتكم من النار." Meaning, make a barrier between you and hellfire. قولوا لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. قولوا سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر فإنها مقدمات يوم القيامة ومعقبات ومجنبات وإنها الباقيات الصالحات. The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to do dhikr of Allah that will make a barrier between us and hellfire. He said, keep saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, because it will come on the day of judgment and it will protect you from hellfire, from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, and they are al-baqiyatu al-salihat. When you read in Surah Al-Kahf, that you should recite every Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Malu wal-Banun zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are nothing but the ornament of this worldly life. Next he said, Wal-Baqiyatu al-Salihat khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala. الباقيات الصالحات, that which you will find in the record of your good deeds are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. He also taught us another way to protect ourselves from hellfire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, if you have three girls that you take care of and raise well according to Islam, or if you have three sisters that you take care of them, they will be a barrier between you and hellfire on the day of judgment. And some people still ask, why should we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the mark of full iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking with Umar radiallahu anhu one day. يمشي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع عمر يوما من الأيام فيقول له أو تحبني يا عمر فيقول عمر رضي الله عنه نعم يا رسول الله إني أحبك إلا من نفسي. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لا تؤمن أي لن يكتمل إيمانك حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسك ومالك وولدك والناس أجمعين. وهنا توقف عمر لأنه لم يكن ليدع ذرة من نفاق في قلبه. فقال ماذا تريد يا عمر؟ عمر صادق مع نفسه, قال أتريد الجنة؟ الجنة خلف هذا الرجل وقد اشترط عليك لكمال الإيمان أن تحبه أكثر من نفسك. ثم استيقن هذا المعنى في نفسه ثم أتى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني أحبك الآن أكثر من نفسي. فقال الآن يا عمر, أي الآن قد اكتمل إيمانك. While the Prophet ﷺ was walking with Umar and he asked him, do you love me, Umar? And he said, yes, Prophet of Allah, I love you more than everything except myself. That's Umar. He wouldn't leave an atom of lying or hypocrisy in his heart. He just spoke his mind. And the Prophet ﷺ corrected him by saying, no, Umar, you will never attain full iman until you love me though more than your wealth, more than your children, more than all people, more even than yourself. And then Umar stopped and he started talking now about rational love, not emotional love. And he said, Umar, what is it that you want? You want Jannah? Jannah is only behind the footsteps of this man. You have to accept that right now and change that which is in your heart. And he made the decision and he came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Prophet of Allah, now I love you even more than myself. And the Prophet ﷺ held the hand of Umar up and he said, now Umar, you attained full iman. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is why we should love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me conclude with this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he signed a bond with us and he signed it with his own blood. He sacrificed a lot for us today to be Muslims. When Aisha radiallahu anha was sitting with the Prophet ﷺ one day and the Prophet ﷺ asked her, He said, Aisha, what do you think was the most difficult day in my life? And Aisha said, Prophet of Allah, it's the day of Uhud. When your front teeth were broken, when the helmet pierced into your cheeks and you were bleeding. He said, no, Aisha, that was not the most difficult day in my life. The most difficult day in my life is when I went to Bani Thaqif in Taif. And I was forced out of Mecca. So I was trying to find a new venue for Islam and Muslims. And I went and I presented myself to the leaders of Banu Thaqif. And then they humiliated me. And they rejected me. Not only that, when they asked me to leave, they sent their kids and they were throwing stones at me. And my feet was bleeding. Until I reached a place where I didn't know exactly what I was doing or what I was heading for. And Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu was trying to cover the Prophet and receive those stones, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was bleeding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him Jibreel. And he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel of mountains, because Banu Thaqif or Ta'if is nothing but a valley between two mountains, and they are waiting for you. If you were to give them instructions, they will crush the people of Ta'if and they will destroy them. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, no, I have been sent as mercy. Maybe one day, one of them, one of their offsprings, one of their descendants may come and say, La ilaha illallah. Sadaqa man sammahu bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim. This is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to repeat the ayah to conclude this khutbah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wa ma أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was not only mercy for the believers. He showed his mercy to his enemies. Even when he conquered Mecca and they asked him, they were scared to death because they forced him out of Mecca. And he asked them, مَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I'm going to do with you? قَالُوا أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ. You're a noble brother and you're the son of a noble brother. He said, اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَى. That's Amnesty International, established by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 14 centuries ago. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us a very important analogy to show how he cared about us again. And that's another reason for us. We mentioned 10 of them. Let me conclude another two, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلِي كَمَثَلْ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ جَعَلَتِ الْهَوَامِ وَالدَّوَابِ تُلْقِي بِأَنفُسِهَا فِي تِلْكَ النَّارِ وَأَنَا آخُذُ بِحَجُزِهَا وَهِيَ تَمْنَعُنِي. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'm like a man who came in the middle of the desert during the night and he lit a fire. And you know those butterflies and those, you know, flies, they come and write and they rush to fall into that fire. And I'm trying to keep you away from hellfire, but you force yourselves into fire. So the Prophet ﷺ would stand with someone inviting him to Islam for hours and hours, and the person will go away and turn his back on the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ would never make dua against him. The Prophet ﷺ would say, "Miskeen, nafsun tafallatat minni ila an-nar." Poor person, I'm trying to guide him to Jannah, and he's pulling himself away to go to hellfire. Let me end up with this. The Prophet ﷺ has sacrificed a lot. And I'm gonna share this scene with you. One day the Prophet ﷺ was praying next to the Kaaba. Al-Uqba ibn Abi Ma'ir, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq. He came to him and he got his garment and he put it around the neck of the Prophet ﷺ and he almost suffocated him to death. And at that point, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu rushed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he pushed Uqba ibn Abi Ma'id away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ataqtuluna rajulan an yaqula rabbi Allah?" Are you going to kill a man simply because he says my master is Allah? And subhanallah, Uqba ibn Abi Ma'id left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he started beating Abu Bakr with his shoes until the face of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has swollen and you cannot even tell where's his nose from his cheeks from his eyes, until he almost passed out. And then they carried him and they took him to his house. And the moment he came back to his consciousness, he said, "Kayfa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" How is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And his mother said, "Take care of yourself. You got almost killed. Stop following that man. You're gonna die." He said, "Wallahi, I'm not gonna eat anything or touch any water until I see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own eyes." And they almost carried him until he went and saw the Prophet ﷺ, he was safe and sound. And when the Prophet ﷺ saw Abu Bakr and the way he was beaten up, the Prophet ﷺ cried. He said, "What happened to you, Abu Bakr?" He said, "Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. فداك أبي وأمي يا رسول الله." I will sacrifice my life. I will sacrifice my own parents so that you will be saved, Messenger of Allah. Amazingly, this is how they showed their love to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was almost suffocating. He almost died for us today to become Muslims. Do we miss him the way Thawban missed him? Do we love him the way Abu Bakr and Umar loved him? If we do so, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah, you will be with those whom you love on the day of judgment. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba kull 'amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma arzuqna hubba nabiyyik. Allahumma arzuqna hubba nabiyyik. اللهم ارزقنا حب نبيك. اللهم لا تدع لنا وللحاضرين ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا عيبا إلا سترته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا صلاحا إلا يسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. نسألك لسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا وعملا متقبلا ودعاء مستجابا. اللهم كن لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن لإخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي العراق وفي مصر وفي اليمن وفي كل مكان يستضعف فيه المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا. اللهم كن لهم. اللهم
وارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم عليك بكل من طغى وتكبر. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار ومن المقبولين. آمين آمين. وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.